SAFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Hi, everyone. No, hello, singular person.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning in once again to hear our stories, laughs, interviews. We've got a great show today.
Very happy when someone we know sent me Richard Reed's profile pic on one of the dating apps.
Mm. Yeah, rhymes with minder. Starts with
fun.
A gr.
Is it a sexy pic?
It's gorgeous.
He looks good.
A close of his chest.
He's going to smash it on that app now.
He will.
How do you know? How do you know? What's the difference?
Well, he's hot. He's hot at the moment.
Yeah.
You can't pick up a magazine, a news site, a newspaper.
Yeah, 12 kegs he dropped in the jungle.
Yeah,
looking
trim. My favourite part of the show was when Grant made a joke and you laughed.
Yes! And I go, yes!
It was the best. Can I recreate your reaction?
It was very early on.
The Steve Harvey joke.
Yeah.
Mm, it's about my new rules in the office because I don't think you guys are treating me well. And I finished.
Yep, it was the
best. And you did this. And you were mouth open, didn't say anything, but and slow clapped, like in absolute surprise.
Oh, I must have been enjoying myself.
And I felt honoured.
Yeah.
No, you're a funny guy. I
you
often
are funny.
Laugh at what you say.
Hug.
No, normally.
Hug. Hug.
No, God, no.
Hug.
No, I often laugh at what you say. You're a funny guy.
Normally, everything that I say ends up with a ba-bow after it.
It's because it's creepy.
No. That's
the
when
time.
You're being
that's
creepy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, 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 very different.
Is it funny, not creepy?
No.
Creepy, not funny.
No. It's when you're being creepy, not when you're being. I find you. I always laugh at things you say.
Yeah. It's creepy a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But, I think one of the highlights of the show was when Mel from Married at First Sight was trying to say...
Oh, Swarovski.
Swarovski.
Hang on.
Oh, she's the
Swarovski.
That was after like 14 so cracks as well.
She put her hand on my bottom when we had the post-interview
photo. She's obsessed with you, obviously.
Photo. Oh. It went down the back to the bottom.
Hashtag me too. We'll have a talk to her.
Why didn't
that.
I get any? Hashtag me not to. Why didn't I get some
Yeah, because I was standing next to you.
that what that was.
Yeah. That's why I was grabbing at the back of your knee.
That's good.
That's cute.
I like that too.
It's not bad. So it wasn't quite creepy.
Speaking of you being tall, you were talking about your son kicking you in the testicles when you had him on the change table. And Grant and I were both talking, like, if we were standing at a change table, we'd be tiptoeing to see the top of it.
And his legs
and your testes are at the...
And his legs are really long, so you can't...
I wonder where I got that from.
So they're longer than you think they're going to be.
So they're always...
So you think,
like,
I'm out of range here.
He's tiffexoing you in the balls.
And your wife's a kicker, so it's born with...
Yeah, it.
Sorry, Arnie's born with kicking DNA in it.
Yeah, get one of those.
Can't win, mate.
I enjoyed that. Have a nice one.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, good morning, how you doing? Today FM Breakfast. Baby, it's a brand new day.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
One, two, three, go! The rest of my life gonna start today.
The rest of your life is going to start right now. Welcome to Grant, Ed, and Ash. Good morning, everybody. How are you, delicious?
Did you just call me delicious?
Is that? Did I just contravene some sort of law?
Wow.
I mean, it's early, but...
Delicious personality. Wonderful ray of sunshine.
To be fair, I do have a delicious personality.
There you go.
Which part of Ash would you find most delicious, do you think?
Her warmth and radiance.
Thank you, darling. That's really nice.
Another one?
Nice.
Trigger happy.
Well, so you don't think I have warmth and radiance,
don't.
MC?
Just trying to protect you from Grant.
Many
that's
people
all.
Have told me I'm warm and radiant. Do you know what that reminds me of, weirdly?
What?
I'm an apple pie from McDonald's.
Now, the rumours...
I had one of them only the other day, first time 15 years.
Oh.
What else did you have that day?
No, that was it. That's all I ordered.
Really?
Yeah. I just... Ooh. Yeah. The kids were going through drive-thru. I didn't want anything. And then I just saw an apple pie there on the board. I was like, I want a flashback.
How was it?
Scalding.
Yeah,
but
always
delicious,
scalding.
Though, yeah.
Burnt my mouth, but delicious.
Do you know you can get a soft serve ice cream and have them together?
Ooh. Like dunk the...
Like mixed in?
That's you dunk the apple pie into the soft serve.
That's epic.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm a guy who gets French fries and will dip them in a thick shake or a sundae. I'll get a sundae or a thick shake.
Oh, Ed doesn't know what we're talking about. It's been so long since he's eaten carbohydrates.
How can a shake be thick?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
What a great morning we have. Of course, the launch of Dancing with the Stars. Grant, you will cover that today.
I'm
tonight.
So excited for you, Granny. I could hardly sleep.
It's so good, guys. I spent yesterday on set watching everybody sort of step it out for the first time. Not everyone is coping well.
Oh.
Video of the set on our Instagram. If you want a sneak peek before tonight, we are at Today FM Breakfast. And your co-host is going to be on the show a little later on this morning, Amanda Keller.
Does radio at another station at this time.
Weird how that works. Technology, it's a wonderful thing.
She's that amazing that we're letting it happen.
She transcends borders.
She does.
And Secret Sound, of course, worth $104,000. You could win that if you can figure out what this is. 8 o'clock.
Still got no idea.
All right, let's do it.
A big congratulations to Richard Reed winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. I think a deserved winner because there's a lot of fun in the jungle.
Yeah, he was great. Dished out on other celebrities. He had a crack at Carl. He was a good sport.
That was my favourite thing. Obviously, he mentioned that Carl had hair plugs, which was...
Spray on hair.
Spray on hair.
Careful.
But no. He said both, yeah, remember?
I think he said then ventured over to plug.
It's fair enough. Double.
And then he was also, he also dumped
Carl
on...
Carl was double plugged.
And he also tipped the bucket on celebrities like Ellen.
Who else is a mole?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, no, I've heard that before. I mean, she's great to watch and on her show and everything, but I think her personality is completely different when you get her behind the scenes.
I've heard it's hard to work on her show.
Oh. I'm glad to hear that someone else has heard,
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that.
That was Catherine Kelly Lang he was talking to, and the famous soap star.
So many people ask me what you're like to work with. Like, one of the first questions people ask me, like, what's Grant Daniel like?
Am I going to find out how you really feel when you go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? What do you say?
Imagine. No,
just
well.
Spray on personality.
I haven't known you long enough, Granny, to give a full spectrum.
This is who I am. But
there's not much else.
There is no beneath the surface. Yeah, thanks, Ed. But what was amazing was, because everyone thinks Ellen is lovely. You watch her show.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, mate.
Yeah,
but I think that when you dig a little deeper, there's a lot of really famous people that are different behind closed doors. Ooh. And I did come across, I used to host Family Feud, but in America, it's hosted by Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
who's famous.
Massive. He sent out this letter to his staff about how they need to conduct themselves around him.
Hit me.
Whilst filming. Oh, you ready for this?
I'm into this.
It's crazy. Good morning, everyone. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who has the intent to see or speak to me. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. I will not entertain you in the hallway. Do not attempt to walk with me. If you are reading this, yes, I mean you. Thank you all. Steve Harvey.
The cash cow has the same rules.
I understand it, though.
I'm okay with all of that.
Are you serious?
I'm okay with
all of that. To the people who make you look good, to the hundreds of staff that toil much harder and spend many more hours than you do at that workplace.
He's talking about people, because he's a comedian as well. He is talking about the executives. That's what he's saying. You know what it's like, Grant. You're about to go and do a show, and there's someone from the network or someone just bounces in and then starts talking about something else or something like that, and he's trying to concentrate.
So you send that note to your employers, the people who pay your bills?
I think, yes.
Wow.
I can see why he would do that.
So you're on board too with that?
I am, and I think we would all support you if you decided that you were getting to the point where you needed to
Well,
maybe.
You know what? Maybe it's time. Maybe I haven't ruled this place with an iron fist
that's
enough.
Right. Bring on the iron fist,
you,
Granny.
You say I've got a spray on personality?
More
well, that's going to change right now.
Ed.
Okay.
Fist.
Here's
fist,
my new rule.
Fist,
oh, guys.
Fist.
Fist. Fist. Fist.
Listen up.
Okay.
This is for you two. Dear office, there are new rules effectively immediately that you need to adhere to.
Okay.
When I ask a reasonable work-related question, stop yelling out, survey says, before giving me the answer.
Will not.
That show was axed and it hurts my feelings.
Oh. Yeah, we're always going to do that. Next one.
Yes, I am small. I am aware of this. Stop putting the coffee cups on the top shelf. And do not raise my chair up really high just to watch me climb up into it. It's not funny.
Oh, but it's so cute when your legs dangle.
Yeah, you look like...
They dangle. When I walk in, they're dangling.
Shut up.
You look like that girl that climbed Everest.
Shut up. Finally, when I walk past you in the hallway, do not pat me on the head like an infant, even though you are tempted. Trying to burp me is also forgiven. However, if I do look hungry, feel free to pop me on the boob. Yours sincerely, Grant Denyer.
All right. I think you need to bump out for that. Yeah.
I'm going to clap that.
Okay. That's a big deal.
Clap that. Just whip one out, Ash.
Are you acknowledging that as a real joke?
Let him suck that.
Are you acknowledging that as a good joke?
Comedy said Cavalier's clapping.
All right, stop.
This is huge.
No, only because he can't have one rule for the women and not for the men. Front page of the telly today led all of the nightly news last night. Home intruder dies after struggle with resident. A gentleman, 44 years old, was quizzed by New South Wales Police after an intruder he confronted in his Harrington Park lounge room on Sunday died following a struggle between the two men.
This is crazy.
Yep.
But most of us reading this, especially the fact that this guy had a baby and a wife at home, you think, get it, man.
And I thought the rules were that you're allowed to defend yourself in your own home.
This is what the police often say the same thing when these stories come up over the years when I've been doing radio and this has happened, and this is what police said last night.
People are entitled to their home, and they're entitled to use reasonable force to protect themselves and their property.
Keyword being?
Reasonable force. Yes.
Well, that sounds vague as.
So that's why now there's going to be an autopsy which is going to be conducted on the intruder. So the guy was released without charge, whose house it was, but then they're going to do an autopsy, and then you can't speculate, but then we don't know what happens after that. Not a simple open and shut, there was someone in my house, that person is now injured or deceased. Off you go.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as that.
Wow, because can you imagine if you're in a, and I'm just faking a scenario here, but if you're in a tussle with someone in the lounge room and they fall backwards and they hit their head on the coffee table and they die, does that mean you're responsible?
It means they will try and work out what's reasonable.
Well, we are going to speak to an expert a little later on the show who can answer some questions that we might have, but this is like my biggest fear in life because I am tiny, I am weak, I'm a massive scaredy cat, and I have a dog who doesn't bark. So I feel like, to me, this would just be, the ultimate, people taking advantage of you and you'd feel so violated. Like, I've never had someone in my home and I imagine that would be the most terrifying thing in the world. Never.
It's actually hard to live in that home after it has been ransacked or raided or you've been robbed. I actually caught someone in our house at the time of a robbery. So I came home, I walk up to the front door, I can see into my mum's bedroom and there's stuff everywhere.
How old were you?
My mum was immaculate. So I would have been, it was like year 11.
So you're 15, 16.
Yep.
Okay.
So I've gone, gee, that's unusual that mum's bedroom's in a mess. Wonder what that is. And then I hear this noise, like something being dropped inside the house. And I thought, straight away, someone's in there and they're still in there. So I've gone, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to run in and confront them.
Or a gun or a knife?
And I stepped back towards the street. Right at the exact moment, a police car comes past by absolute chance. So I flag them down, wave my arms furiously. I go, there's someone in my house. They run in. He smashes a window, jumps out, and then they go over the five back fences behind us and they eventually caught him.
I mean, unlucky for him, isn't it?
I know. What are the chances?
As the cops come by. That is incredible. What about you? Ed, obviously you're a big, strong man, very buff.
Where's this going?
But your wife is like 15th level black belt martial arts.
Yep. She's a ninja.
She'd be able to murder an intruder. What's the rule there?
She's a 6-stand black belt in taekwondo, and there was once a situation where we were in bed and there was a noise. There was another noise. This is absolutely what happened. There was a noise. There was another noise. And I said, it's just the wind. And she said, it's not the wind. And I sort of stirred and she put her hand on my shoulder and she went, I'll go. That actually happened to me.
A former host of Dancing with the Stars has got a brand new show.
Bad Mothers starts tonight at 9 o'clock after Married at First Sight. Please welcome Mrs. Orkies, former host of Dancing with the Stars, Daniel McPherson.
Well, technically, I wasn't the first. You know, I was replacing someone too. So we're all just replacing someone. It's fine.
Just a rolling roster, just a carousel of hosts in television.
Mate, I am so excited for you, man. I'm very, very excited to see you up there. You're an absolute natural on that dance floor.
No, I love it. Like having been in there and having won it, it's good fun. Yeah.
You and I are a similar beast. We thrive on live television. I love it out there. I loved doing it for 7 series. You'll get there, mate. It's fine. There's the first jab.
So, but Dan, what you were famous, you know, you've got a beard, you're a very sort of rugged, handsome guy, and then for the first time in his life, when he starts doing the job that you used to do, he's grown a beard. Like, how weird. This is so weird, Dan. Why has he done this?
Are Channel 10 telling you to do that, mate? Hopefully no one will notice.
The only reason I got it is so when I line up for nightclubs, I don't get asked for ID for the first time in my life. That's the only reason.
No reason. He's got it.
Mate, when I grew a beard, my career changed, mate. Don't you worry about that. Stick with it. Wait till you get a bit more grey in there, too. It just goes from strength to strength. I'm going to get in so much trouble for talking about your show and not talking about my show.
We're getting there. So it's a bad,
bad
mothers.
It's a big, exciting, new contemporary drama. And it's female driven. There's a great Australian cast, and then the guys like myself and Don were kind of really just lucky to to sneak in there in some of these great supporting roles, because it is all, it's all about the ladies and it's all about the mothers and it's all about the relationships and then we throw in this kind of murder mystery through the middle of it and you know,
hoping
that people will get behind. I can't tell you that. I'd have to kill you.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be the one.
Now, why we do need to talk, it was a Bad Mothers just, tonight, obviously 9 o'clock after maths. Dan McPherson, see you, mate.
Guys, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
So, a very quick story from my home.
Is it about the baby?
It is about my baby son, yes, little Arnie.
Arnie.
17 months old. And he has a new game. One of his first games that he's ever invented.
Oh,
he has two games.
Already a mega brain like his dad.
One is as soon as you put a piece of clothing down on his change table to throw it off the change table.
Good fun.
And go, aha, that's one.
Pick it up again, Dad.
Exactly. And the other one is to try and kick Dad in the testicles.
Yay!
So, I'm all for this game.
Because I reacted the first time he did it. He has got it into his little head that it's somehow a game. So I try and change his nappy and he is just like kicking. Like he is like
full stomp.
Yeah, like the back of a rodeo horse. He is just kicking and kicking and kicking. And so I have to sort of duck and weave and sort of try and he thinks that the more I move, the funnier he thinks it is.
Yeah.
I propped him up on the couch yesterday. I stood up and he was like semi-eye level and he's launched a foot, right? He almost fell off the couch. It's like definitely a game. Tiff saw him do it. So she normally it's like we're just when we're together in the chairs. Tiff sees him do it, right? She goes, "What was that?" And I go, "He tries to kick me in the testicles the whole time, Tiff. Like it's not okay." She's like, "Next time he does it, I'll say something." And I'm like, "Oh, mummy's gonna get stern, right?" So we go upstairs and we're changing. He's got a pooey nappy, and when he's got a pooey nappy, he goes, "Yuck!" He's got a yuck. So yeah. I go, "You got a yuck?" Aww. And he goes, "Yuck." Yuck, right? And I take off his pooey nappy and I'm waiting and I know he's going to do it. And just as I get the nappy off, he launches both feet, right, at Dad's testicles. And Tiff steps forward, put her head on his chest and looks at him really seriously and goes, "Arnie, don't kick those. We need them."
Today FM's Alpha Box.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. Let's give away some cash.
Let's give it away to Cassie from Miranda. Good morning. You ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
I am ready. Let's do this.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter O today. O.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Ash?
Cassie, I've got to interrupt because the producers have just told me what you want to do with the money. Tell Sydney where you want to go.
Oh, I've got a bit of an expensive taste, so I've got my eyes on this beautiful Gucci bag that I need to buy.
Is it like a velvet one, a leather one? What are we talking?
It's leather.
Okay.
10 grand. That should get you a belt at Gucci.
Good luck.
Is that the shop where everyone's always lining up?
Yep.
Yes.
That's the one. I need to be in that line.
No, babe, don't ever stand in a line. That is not cool. Wait till it's... You shouldn't wait in a line to pay $2,000 for a bag. Like, nah, darling.
Yeah, you know what? That's right.
I'll get you a Rip Curl bum bag. No worries. No line. No
Violet
line.
Will get you, our producer, Sexy Vibe, I'll get you a fake from Bali. Good price.
Oh, dear.
Cassie, we're here to help is the message. Okay, $100 for every question. 10 grand if you get them all. Your letter is O. Best of luck. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a movie.
Oh, God. Pass.
A shape.
Octagon.
Sydney train station.
Olympic Park.
Breakfast food.
Sorry, what was that?
Breakfast food.
Omelette.
Household item.
Pass.
An animal?
Pass.
Celebrity?
Olivia Newton-John.
An occupation?
Optometrist.
Yes, you said that.
Optometrist.
Okay. Amazing. Animal? You could have an owl.
Orangutan.
Orangutan. That would also be good. Household item? Oven, for those of you playing along. But that gives you a total of $400, Cassie.
Wow, thank you.
You can still get the rubber slides from Gucci for that much. They're around $380, babe.
That's fine. I'll take it.
Yes.
Slide time.
I'm proud of you, Cassie. Good on your dial.
Another chance to play Alpha Bucks with another $10,000 tomorrow at 7.
Yeah, Married at First Sight, a huge episode. We've got a very special guest coming in. Mel.
There's your cue.
Mel's going to be joining us. But what a night. What a night on Maths last night.
Revelations. So much to discuss.
There sure is.
Food stealing.
We'll do it next.
Right now, we're talking about Married at First Sight, which is the stinky gift that keeps on giving. It's like the bad boyfriend that every week you say, this is the last week I'm going to have sex with him, and then you have sex with him again.
I've been there.
Been there, haven't you,
Ed? Goodness, man.
So we'll kick off with Cyrell, our Filipino sister. Now, there's obviously a bit of hashtag food obsession in Cyrell's household because we all remember week one when a fight ensued at the table between Cyrell and her brother and her mum exclaimed this.
Don't swear in front of the food.
Still the most memorable moment from the whole of maths. And then last night, Lauren, who was matched with the ex-virgin, yep, was telling the girls, she was telling Cyrell and Melissa, she was saying, oh, he's gone. I came out and not only is he gone, he's taken all of the food out of the fridge. And you know, like Cyrell was obviously shocked that he'd left her and left the experiment. Mainly she was stressed about one other thing.
All the food's gone. Everything's gone.
Your husband took food from you?
Your husband took food from you?
Does that resonate with you for any particular reason, Ash?
It just resonates because she sounds like one of my Lebanese cousins. Yeah. Your husband took food from you?
She's winning.
Your husband took food from you? It's the best.
Give it one more time.
All the food's gone. Everything's gone.
Your husband took food from you?
She's the best.
She's incredulous.
Oh, God, I want her to read the Harry Potter to me on a tape every night.
It's a great
idea.
It's
the best.
So speaking about Matt, so Matt and Lauren left the experiment, Grant. Yeah. So him, Virgin, came in here, nice guy.
That was a big storyline. So to lose him is, yeah.
And then Lauren sort of accused him, which was fair enough, of saying, hey, did you just use me to lose your virginity? And then you left the experiment / show. And this was Matt's response to that.
Why would I put myself through this experiment to lose my virginity? There are apps for that.
Are there?
Can you?
Are they specifically for that?
What, so you just put the phone on your junk and see what happens? Like, yeah, what? How does? What's he talking about?
I don't know if there is an app for that.
Yeah, he's lost everyone though. Mate. No one's on Team Matt anymore.
He lost everybody last night.
Got a bit creepy in the end, and you go, oh.
And Lauren, she sort of came out of it, people were feeling sorry for Lauren. And then she said something to me which was crazy. So at the end of when she's just about to leave, the experts, you know, leave, and the experts are all saying, you know, you're going to find someone, et cetera, et cetera. And she says this to the experts.
Thank you for all of your wise advice.
Thank you for your wise advice. Thank you for setting me up with a virgin. Thank you so much.
I'd be punching him in the face.
He flipped out when I told him my experience.
That is the worst possible advice she's ever got.
And you know the LGBTQI community are against her now because she said, oh, you know, I used to be a lesbian. They're like, what do you mean you used to be a lesbian? You don't get to throw that around like it was some fad you went through.
Okay.
But then she said, no, the producers made me say I was a lesbian. I just hooked up with a girl a couple of times.
Oh, right.
So she's hashtag blaming the producers.
Hooking up with a girl a couple of times. There's an app for that.
There is definitely an app for that.
But coming up next, we have Mel, who you guys all know. A lot of you are actually friends with her outside of the show.
This Melissa, not Mel the expert.
Oh, no, then Melissa,
yeah.
This
was
her
say.
Classic quote.
Haven't had sex for 8 years.
There's not an app for that. But she started as the haven't had sex in 8 years girl, and then last night she was this girl.
You know, I just want someone to just love me, I guess, and just be proud of me.
It was very touching. So Mel's
so lovable.
She's going to join us next. Has she found love with her husband, who to me looks like he physically repulses her? 7:30. We know it's back tonight. You're Married at First Sight. And Mel, good morning. Lovely to have you with us.
Lovely to be here, guys.
Now, Mel, this was your classic quote when the show started.
I haven't had sex for 8 years.
Okay.
How about now?
No, we're not going to do it now. We're on the radio.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, come
that's
on.
What a way
to get back on the horse, though. Would you take Ed or would you take Grant?
I reckon I'd take maybe Ed from...
Oh, no.
And then Grant from behind, I don't know.
Fun,
or vice versa, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Nah, both, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Wow, Sydney
let's
the
get back into it, you know,
exactly.
Straight away, yeah. Like off the bat.
Exactly.
I'm blushing.
I mean, they're both very cute, aren't they?
They're gorgeous.
This is good fun, Mel. Mel, Dino, your husband. Mm-hmm. This is me talking, Channel 9 publicist. You may fall off the couch, but I don't care. He is a fake spiritual, boring loser that looks like he's wearing a toupee. Your thoughts?
Mel, you have the microphone.
So it just came out that I just read that apparently he does wear a toupee.
Okay.
What? Oh, so you didn't know?
No.
Who's keeping it on at night?
I thought, I used to say to him, because I didn't understand why his hair didn't move, and I said, you need to just calm down on the hair gel. And so that's what I thought that was about. Turns out it's a bit of a glue-on toupee-y wig.
You've never run your hands through his hair?
No, because it literally...
You can't.
You can't. Yeah, right. It literally...
Mel, you're such a fun, vibrant person. It's driving me crazy watching him give you nothing. You said last night you want someone to love you, and he's just sitting there blank-faced. He was giving you nothing.
Yeah, it's been hard.
Been hard, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been so hard
You're tearing up right now thinking, isn't he giving you anything?
Like, I don't know. It's just, this is what it's been like from the start. And I think that's where I find it hard because I need to, I need like.
You're the Backstreet Boys song, Larger Than Life.
Yes.
Exactly.
You need that to come back at you. And you went into this, Melissa, wanting to fall in love.
It's been 10 years. Yeah. So you're hungry to be nurtured and loved and supported and have someone in your corner. So how frustrated are you?
Dude, it's so frustrating because even everything that I was saying last night, he had no idea because he would never ask. You. He would never,
But he's Mr. Spiritual. He's supposed to be, let's talk about our feelings and open up and this is a safe space. I'm going to listen.
Well... Yeah, was it really, was it?
No, it wasn't. It really. And do you still have the bracelet that he gave you?
So, actually, okay, now I don't know. There's either two things about that bracelet. So he put the bracelet on and then it literally fell into like four pieces. Like
cheap bracelet
when we came out of there. So... Huh? It was in like one of those. It was in a Swarovski. Is that even?
Swarovski?
Did I say that?
Swarovski? No, hang on. Everyone, be quiet. What brand was it?
Swarovski. Swarovski or
Swarovski.
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 Again.
Okay.
Again.
It was in one of those, and then I said, "Oh my god, the bracelet's just." You know, falling into
it's all Swarovski,
pieces.
Look at it,
Oh, the Swarovski is all over the floor, and and then he gave me, and then I saw like a little plastic, you know, looked like he got it from the $2 store.
The $2 store.
But I don't know, and so I don't want to say, but
which would be fine if you had fallen in love and he was like giving, and you don't care if it's a crappy bracelet.
No, I did not care at all. Imagine I asked him, oh, it's not really what I want. Could I maybe swap it for another? Because that's why he broke up with his ex-fiance. Do you remember?
That's
why
she did.
Yeah, I should have said to him, "Sorry, this could I maybe exchange this for another letter?"
Sure, that's good.
Well, I just went on his Instagram this morning to have a look because everyone was saying his hair is fake, so I wanted to have a proper look at pinch and squeeze.
Yeah,
I saw a photo of him, and he's wearing these like. Tied these like little beach shorts, like somewhere between a Speedo and a brief in bright yellow, and they're like spandexy.
What?
For no one.
So, I'm not sure. I have, I think, is that the picture that he's standing like
he's modeling kind of, yeah.
Hero stance.
Does he have a collection of interesting Superman underwear stance. That he wears at home?
No, I think that picture's from about 4 years ago.
Do you believe that he was always the one that they wanted to put you with, or do you believe you were supposed to be with somebody else?
I believe I was supposed to be with someone else. But, don't ask the hard questions, Grant. Don't just look at me and ask
the hard questions. He's a hard-hitting
journalist. Last question, hard-hitting journalist, Grant. Have you got one more for hard-hitting journalist, Grant Denyer, for our lovely Mel?
Have you hooked up with Matthew after he left the show?
/ would you if you haven't?
Oh, come on.
The virgin, ex-virgin.
It's all about Loz. All about me and Lauren.
Oh, girl. Yes. Galentine's.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, you've hooked up with Lauren.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. What if?
Would you?
Oh, no, I was just, no, I haven't hooked up with Matt. And
what about Lauren?
Have you ever been with a girl?
Well, no.
Okay. But, you're open to the idea.
Have you?
Stop questioning. I apologize. I start
feeling like I'm in a relaxed environment because,
because we love you.
All right.
All right. Well, hands where we can see him, Grant.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mel. It's back tonight, 7:30, Married at First Sight.
We want you to find love, babe.
Yeah, we want you to find love.
I hope that the right guy finds you because you are deserving of the very best love in life.
You are so much fun.
So much fun.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to get you a bracelet. But what brand
What was the brand?
Squashki.
That'll do. Got it.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Biggest story in town at the moment, front page of the telly all over the news is last night. A home intruder dies after struggle with resident. It happened in Harrington Park when a guy, 44, his wife and child at home, hears a noise, goes, sees an intruder. They have a struggle. That intruder has passed away. And now the question is, well, what can you do if you wake up and find someone in your house? And we're joined from Macedoni Legal, legal expert Sam Macedoni. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Can I play you the grab from the police yesterday talking about what you can and can't do if you find an intruder in your house? This is what they said.
People are entitled to their home and they're entitled to use reasonable force to protect themselves and their property.
Now, people imagine if someone breaks into your house, you imagine that you just go for them, right? And you do anything you can and no one's ever going to stop you.
Considering this bloke had his wife and kids in there, you'd do anything to protect your loved ones.
So what's reasonable force, Sam?
Look, the law looks at it on this basis. You are entitled to do what you think is necessary to get rid of the harm. In other words, it's what's in your mind. And we have to keep in mind that most people, there's a sense of fear when you walk into your house and find there's an intruder there. So it's what you think you need to do. However, there's also an objective test that the law applies, and that is that whatever you do has to be reasonable. In other words, you really can't be over the top, but you can do whatever you need to do to stop someone. Now, that depends on their size, whether they're muscular or non-muscular, whether they have a weapon or don't have a weapon. For instance, you've got an intruder in your house and all he's got is a stick. You can't shoot him. I mean, that's just going way over the top.
Really?
But basically, any intruder, you can attack him, you can tackle him, you can get him to the ground, you can do whatever you think you need to do to disarm them or get rid of the fear. The thing is, once they turn around and start running away and they want to get out, you've really got to stop all your action after that because you've got rid of the fear and you've got rid of the danger. So once they're moving out, let them go.
So you can't chase them down the road and try and run them over with your car.
No. If you do that, you're in big trouble. I mean, once they go past your door, in my opinion, and they're running for the street, if you crash tackle them and as a result of that they hit their head on the concrete and die, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. But if it's in your house and you have a struggle, who knows? The bloke might have a heart attack. You might fall over in the struggle and the guy hits his head on the side of the coffee table and dies. Oh. Bad luck. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. And all you've done is that which is necessary to get rid of the harm.
See, that's a lot to measure up. His size, whether he has a weapon, what kind of weapon he might have. It's dark. There's a tussle. Like, it'd be so confusing.
It is very difficult and very confusing, and that is why the law is on the basis that it's what's in your head. What do you think you have to do to prevent this danger? It's a subjective thing. It's what you think you have to do. Some people might say, well, that's a bit much, but to you, that's what I had to do to get rid of this bloke because there was a danger to my family and my property, and that's what I think I had to do.
So
but as I said, as long as you don't go overboard.
Yeah, so in this case, so the guy whose house it was, he's been released without charge pending, they're saying, toxicology report. So I know you can't speculate that much, but should he be nervous that the police may come back and say, hey, mate, that was too excessive when he was defending his own home?
Oh, look, I don't think so. The only basis upon which he should be nervous is if he's done something wrong. In other words, if he's attacked the man and disarmed him or got him to succumb, but then decided to put a chokehold on him and choked him to death.
How do you know in that instance, Sam, if my wife and child are in danger, I'm not sitting there rationally going, well, one punch will do it, but two might be too much.
Yeah, you just want to subdue them any way you can.
Well, I know. You subdue is one thing, but then to cut off their airways is probably another thing. And that step of too far or too much is so fine. It's so little that so many people, honestly, would think, well, where do I stop? Should I start in the first place? But look, the law will favour you as much as possible.
Yeah, and that is good to know in that situation. One last question, mate. There's a toxicology report that's happening on the deceased. How would that affect the outcome as far as what's in this guy's body?
Well, if the bloke is, drugged up or whatever, or he's died of a heart attack, so to speak, because he got frightened or whatever, that would make it quite clear that the homeowner hasn't done anything other than, his own right. And the guy's died of some other natural cause or whatever. And he might have had an overdose of drugs or whatever that made it quite easy for him to lose consciousness and pass away.
Well, Sam Macedoni from Macedoni Illegal, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm interested to find out, has anyone ever been in this situation?
Yeah.
131060, have you ever found and come across an intruder in your home or on your property? Grant, we heard from you earlier that this has happened to you when you're a teenager.
Caught somebody in the house, robbing the house at the time, and a police car just happened to go past. I waved them down and they chased them over the back fence and caught them.
131060, call us. Have you ever come home, or maybe you've been asleep and you've been woken up by a noise and someone's been in your house? Have you ever seen
so many calls already?
Yeah, a father in Harrington Park, he's found an intruder in his home. They've had an altercation and the intruder has died. Now he's been released pending a toxicology report. The question on 131060 is, and this is so scary, have you ever caught someone in your house?
Yeah, it's all of our worst nightmares, whether you're a man or a woman, got kids or you don't have kids. It's terrifying. Ashley Mount Druitt, what happened, darling?
Me and my partner went out. I went home earlier, and when he got home, he woke me up in a panic, saying they just had to chase someone out trying to steal our stuff while I was in bed asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
You were there.
So he got home as the guy, this person was in your house?
Yep, trying to take all our kids' possessions, their PlayStations and everything.
And how did you feel?
Oh, I panicked. I couldn't believe it. I didn't realise, and it just made me so sick and ill that someone was in my house.
Because your house is supposed to be your sanctuary, your safe place, your bubble from the rest of the horrible world. And when that happens, that changes a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I actually ended up moving a couple of months later.
So you left the house.
So did you try to stay in the home, but you felt like you just didn't feel safe and you were...
Yeah, and I wanted out of there, so we moved.
And in your new house, did you up security in the new place?
Yeah, but I actually moved to a better area too.
So I'm moving on up in the world, I respect it. moving on up. I want to be the person that goes to Bunnings and drops a couple K and builds a fort in my house. Like my friend's dad, like myself, Lebanese, and we tend to be a paranoid race, installed CCTV cameras all around the homes in their living room. They've got the normal TV, which usually has the Lebo news on it, and next to it, it's the scrolling footage of the CCTV.
Their own house.
It's good for two reasons. Number one, obviously intruders, but then if the Rellos come around that you don't want to have to sit and have coffee with, turn the lights off.
We're building a moat.
It's a win-win.
Dancing with the Stars lands at its new home, the wonderful Channel 10, and it's got one and a half of the best hosts you could ever hope for.
Don't you dare.
The one is the beautiful Amanda Keller, who joins us now. Hello, Amanda Keller.
When you said one and a half, I was thinking, who else is joining us? I don't know if Grant and I make up one and a half.
Geez, you know you're amongst friends, don't you? I'm so excited for this. The thing's done 26 seasons in the States, 15 here in the UK, and now it's come back to Australia, Amanda. This is going to be sick.
Well, I don't know if I can hit the high notes, but yes, I am actually excited. Often when I'm offered shows, I think, I hope they accept before I have to do it, because I get anxious about things. This one, I'm actually excited about, and I'd be very disappointed if they axed it this morning before we even got to do it.
Wow.
So that's a sign of how excited I am.
Is it true the only reason you're there, though, is to be a translator for Miguel?
I'm happy to be a trainee for Miguel. So I think what's going to be great about it is I got a text from Miguel this morning saying I'm a little bit nervous. I said, well, you should be. No offence, Miguel, but you should be. That as you and I know, Grant, as previous competitors, it's an exciting, thrilling, terrifying time. And it's like when someone else is doing the HSC, even though I did mine 58,000 years ago, I still feel a little bit of satisfaction that it's not me. And I feel that tonight that for memory. The dancers. Yes. It's not me.
Well, given that you know all about it, you've been there, done that, and looking at the lineup, Cass Thorburn, Michelle Bridges, Jet Kenny, Constance Hall, can you already work out who is going to epically fail at this and embarrass themselves?
Oh, you can't predict it. I don't know what you think, Grant, but we were standing next to each other when we were filming a promo and we saw them all dancing and mingling with their partners and things, and it's easy to see who are natural dancers straight off the bat, but that doesn't always make the journey easier for you. There's a 1,000 trajectories that can come for any of these people, which is why it's thrilling.
Now, Amanda Keller, the question that we all need to know is who's going to sleep with their dancer? I'm running a book. I'm running a book at the moment.
That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. What are you talking about?
I want Cass Thorburn and her due to get it. Nothing would make me happier.
You know who's winning before the competition's even happened? Is her. Like, she's coming out of this looking so good. She looks fantastic. She's living her life.
She's loving it.
Putting the past behind her, and she will come out of this looking so good.
I think so too. And I think exactly for this reason, which is why this show is so good, we think we know her and we've never even heard her speak. Here she is saying, I've been defined by people other than myself for the last 2 years. How about I tell you who I am? Well, and course, I think that's brilliant.
I'm, of course, you know, in my head, I'm going, you've got to give context. She is, of course, Karl Stefanovic's ex-wife. You kind of have to still do that before you say her name.
But isn't it so weird, Amanda, to hear a woman described as something that has nothing actually to do with anything that she's achieved in life? We don't live in that world. I mean, that's the olden days, not 2019.
Being defined by the men around us? Yes, that would never happen.
No.
Now, Amanda, I've got one last question, because what I'm hoping for is that normally, you know, it's the people hooking up with their dancers. That's what we normally hope for. But what I'm really
hoping for.
Grant
and I are going to get it on?
Well, now you're all.
You said it.
It's too late. Say that.
That wasn't the question?
That's incredible. He is unbelievable. You've seriously.
Look, I run a tight ship and I like everybody on board to be nice and tight.
I'm hoping Jet Kenny hooks up with Courtney Act and gets a real surprise. That's what I'm hoping for. It's tonight. It is Dancing with the Stars. It is Channel 10. It is the wonderful Amanda Keller and it is our very own Grant Goldlogie Denyer. Go well, you two.
See you on set tonight.
See you there.
Tonight on Channel 10 from 7:30, Dancing with the Stars returns to our screens and I'm so, so excited because the man sitting next to me who I love and admire so much will be taking the reins and co-hosting. Grant Denyer, I know you're a bit nervous and excited, matey.
I know. I walked into the set for the first time yesterday and it is extraordinary. I don't know if you've seen it on my Insta, but
it's huge.
It looks like a unicorn just farted glitter everywhere in there. Like it's magical. It's absolutely magical.
A lot of TV screens look really big, but when you actually go there in person, they're really
tiny.
Small. Opposite. This one looks enormous.
It's three stories high and we got audience everywhere.
What?
But it's intimidating. And you sent me a text message yesterday, which is perfect timing, because I was feeling a little bit nervous as all the celebrities were. And you are, you got this, baby. You go for it. Not baby. You didn't call me baby.
Come on, Cass. Australia's behind you. Miguel, you can do it.
You can do it, Amanda. But the problem is not all of them are coping very well. If I can give you a little bit of goss ahead of tonight's show at 7:30, remember, which is live, so there's no second chances. It's high risk.
Yeah.
They've only been dancing for a couple of
weeks. Who's struggling?
Karl Stefanovic's ex-wife. Cass Thorburn.
No, call her by her proper name, just Cass Thorburn.
Well,
thank you.
It's new. I don't know if everybody knows her name, so we thought I'd just give a context. She's not doing so well.
She's nervous.
She's stressed. Like, this is the first things that she's sort of done outside of that relationship
in
her own right. Like this is almost like day one in reinventing her new identity. You know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
Rebirthing herself to the
Did
rest
you tell
of the
her, Cass, we're behind you.
Oh,
good luck.
Full of love. Yeah. Full of love in the room. But she was on the front page of the paper the other day and that was a lot for her. And she's had a lot of mud flung at her with a lot of online trolling. So she's feeling very vulnerable. Dancing on itself is very scary and out of
your
comfort
zone. She is going to come out as a winner in this.
This is what I reckon.
Australia will rally behind her. She is. This is going to be like a second coming for her. I think personally, she's a favourite, and I'm glad that you're there with her because you're a smiley face to see.
And having done it as well, like if you fall, then we're there to pick you up. But that's her beautiful. Routine the other day wasn't great, and there's a chance that maybe she finishes on the bottom. But you know what?
That's good though.
That's what I reckon.
People rally further.
The better, the lower your score, the better your chances ultimately.
Well, the people rally behind Cass, but also here at Today FM, the people can call 13 10 60 anytime. Exactly. To rally behind hosts who are taking on new endeavours. And I believe we've got a call through from Double Bay on 131060.
Yes, hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who is excited for the return of Dancing with the Stars, or as I like to call the show, Sleeping with Your Dancer. Grant, Grant, who can you confirm is already sleeping with their dancer? Let's go through the cast list. That giant cricketer, I imagine so. Cass Thornburn, goodness knows she's needed it for a while. Jet Li. Yes. Well, I know that you're sleeping with Amanda Keller.
Oh, that is not true.
I know that you guys started with Mumbo number 5 and got all the way up to Mumbo 69.
That's a lot of Mumbos, Gavin.
Why did Channel 10 make you grow a beard? Is that so people might think you're Daniel McPherson and accidentally watch the show because they like him?
Why are you being mean to Grant?
Do not interrupt a woman. I am woman. Hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore.
I'm sorry, Gavin.
I'm hoping a real woman, like Caught in the Act, wins. What a woman. Of course, I won't be watching this show because I'm the kind of wanker that watches Q&A and tries to get a tweet on screen. Grant, are you worried that your show will be as bad as Pointless?
No.
Or as bad as Changing Rooms?
No.
Or as, well, as I like to call it, Changing Channels. Zing. Zing.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got to go. I've got an audition to be one of the dancers for next series.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you, Gavin.
No, thanks.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was won by Richard Reed. I thought he did a great job. He was clearly the best on the show, I thought.
He was the most entertaining. Yeah, you did. Ash was like straight in there. First day, Richard Reed will win
this.
He's
a lot of fun.
Yep.
Entertainment reporter Richard Reed, a lot of fun. Don't see enough of him. Agreed. And there was one grab that we all loved in particular. He was talking about seeing the makeup room in Channel 9 and just the things that you see there.
I go in the makeup or the hair room and this guy looks up and he's kind of like, balding. It was Carl Stefanovic without his spray-on hair. And then he went away, had one of those six-week vacations, and came back with
plugs.
And still used the spray-on till it filled in.
Love it.
What a legend. A
lot of fun.
That's when he sealed the victory. As soon as he said that, tick.
Yeah. I was in.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Richard Reed, good morning. Congratulations.
Oh, guys. Oh, my God. God. You know what? I will get you for this.
That was great.
I swear, by that point, I'd kind of forgotten the cameras were on. I'm just talking to, you know, Angie and Justin. You know, and hair is my favorite topic to talk about. I wanted to be a hairdresser. But let me just say really quick, I'm talking to three famous people. I'm so excited.
Good to be here. Well, two and a half, really. I
mean, come on.
When you hear back some of the stuff that you said in there, dude, there's no regrets, though, is there? You're a man who just likes to have a good time and you don't look backwards.
You know what? I would agree. You know, I was very shocked that they played the Carl bit. I guess I was. But yeah, what can you do? You know, I don't think I said anything too bad, did I? You know?
Everyone's got fake hair and fake everything. Have you heard anything from Camp Stefanovic or anyone going, "Come on, Richard, can you please retract the statement?"
No, I haven't heard anything. And you know what? If Carl heard about that, I'm sure he's laughing all the way to the bank, you know? And he's got plenty of free time from what I hear to laugh. So, you know, good for him. And he's the first one to laugh at himself. 100%. He's a great guy. And you know what? I didn't get an invitation to the wedding, and that's okay.
You can go to the next one. All right. Rich, you are looking good. You trimmed up again, but you were already looking good on the way into the jungle. Now, this, I may be speaking out of school here.
Yes.
But a friend of mine passed on to me an app that there is a profile of where a person looks similar to you on this app.
Yeah.
And you are in very good shape.
Dad, you look good, Richard Reed.
Tell me, are you dating? Are you back out there? Are you hitting the apps with your new bod and your brand new jungle crown?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to hit my Let's Make Friends Tonight app with my jungle crown on. Yeah. I might not have much censorship in the jungle, but come on.
That's great.
You know? No faces, please.
No.
You guys are terrible.
Well, we want to make sure because there'll be lots of young, gorgeous men out in Sydney. We don't want them to be catfished by a fake Richard Reed on Grindr. We want them to know this is the real deal.
What's Grindr? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Richard. You're good for, hey, mate, congratulations. Come and see us one of these days, mate. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, my God, please. You know what? I want to touch that logie, Grant. You know I
hello.
Do.
Oh,
is that code or?
No. Take it any way you want it, you know?
You'll find a picture of my logie as a profile pic on Grindr, so you just keep swiping.
God, I'm going to kill you. Hey, you know, I'll just tell you this really quick. When they called me up to, you know, Channel 10, I thought for sure they were going to say, do you want to be on Dancing with the Stars? Yeah. And then they said, the jungle. I was like, okay, why not? God knows I wanted to be in the jungle, but I really thought I was going to be dancing with you.
Next year. You did a great job.
Congratulations, mate. We loved you on the show. Well done. You deserve everything you get.
But yeah, I guess. I hope I do. Hey, and Ash, thanks for your support.
Love you, matey. You're the best. So
thanks,
full
guys.
Full of joy. That's what we need in the world.
Good on you, mate.
Yay, bye.
Big night, mate. You got Dancing with the Stars. It's on. It's live television, people. It's on tonight. Channel 10, 7:30 we start. It's going to be great. Now, a lot of people want to get right behind you. We're all very, very thanks, supportive, man. Here. The NRL's Corey Norman. Do you have any words of advice for Grant?
Tell the young bloods. Yeah. Get it, baby.
Yeah, get it. All right. Thank
feel
you.
Very pumped up now as a result.
We're so proud of you in advance. You're the perfect man for the gig. We're all behind you. We love you. We're so proud of you.
Everyone,
you're killer.
Everyone is so excited for you. Tara Brown from 60 Minutes. Do you think Grant's the right person for the job?
This is some narcissistic power trip
feeding
some strange addiction. And this is somebody who likes to play God.
Okay, Tara.
She's got it about right, I think.
Jeez.
Is she talking about the sperm guy?
Woo! It's a bit rough from Tara. It's never quite the same since the Lebanon trip. All right, good luck.
What are you saying about Lebanon?
Yeah,
I was saying something about Tara. She went over there and grabbed some kids and didn't work out for her.
Yeah, no, I remember that. Don't do it.
JFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London.